Hello and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your algebra unit, solving linear equations. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this skill appears in virtually every paper, so getting it right is absolutely essential. By the end of this episode, you'll be confident tackling simple equations, equations with brackets, equations with unknowns on both sides, and those tricky worded problems. Let's get started. So, what is a linear equation? A linear equation is simply an equation where the unknown, usually called x, has a power of 1. No x squared, no x cubed, just plain x. The word linear comes from the fact that if you plotted these on a graph, you'd get a straight line. But for now, we're focused on solving them algebraically, meaning we find the exact value of x that makes the equation true. Think of an equation like a perfectly balanced set of scales. Whatever you do to one side, you must do exactly the same to the other side to keep it balanced. That's the golden rule of algebra, and it underpins everything we're going to cover today. Let's start with the simplest type, one-step equations. Take the equation x plus 3 equals 7. To find x, I need to undo the plus 3. The inverse or opposite of adding 3 is subtracting 3, so I subtract 3 from both sides. X plus 3 minus 3 equals 7 minus 3, which gives me x equals 4. Simple. And I can check this by substituting back 4 plus 3 equals 7. Yes, that's correct. Always check. Examiners love it when you verify your answer, and it can save you marks even if you made an earlier error. Now let's step it up to two-step equations. Consider 3x plus 5 equals 20. There are two operations happening to x here. It's being multiplied by 3, and then 5 is being added. To undo this, I work in reverse order. I deal with the addition first, then the multiplication. Step 1, subtract 5 from both sides. 3x plus 5 minus 5 equals 20 minus 5, giving 3x equals 15. Step 2, divide both sides by 3. 3x divided by 3 equals 15 divided by 3, giving x equals 5. Check. 3 times 5 plus 5 equals 15 plus 5 equals 20. Perfect. A helpful memory trick here is bid mass in reverse. When you're solving, you undo operations in the reverse order of bid mass. So you deal with addition and subtraction first, then multiplication and division. Think of it as peeling an onion. You remove the outer layers before you get to the core, which is x. Next up, equations with brackets. This is where many candidates lose marks, so pay close attention. Take the equation 2 times the bracket, x plus 3 equals 14. The first thing you must do is expand the brackets. Multiply 2 by everything inside. 2 times x gives 2x, and 2 times 3 gives 6. So the equation becomes 2x plus 6 equals 14. Now solve as a two-step equation. Subtract 6 from both sides to get 2x equals 8, then divide by 2 to get x equals 4. Check 2 times the bracket, 4 plus 3 equals 2 times 7 equals 14. Correct. The most common mistake here is only multiplying the first term inside the bracket. Candidates write 2 times the bracket x plus 3 as 2x plus 3, forgetting to multiply the 3 by 2. Remember, the number outside the bracket multiplies every single term inside, every single one. Now let's tackle equations with unknowns on both sides. This is typically a higher tier question and worth more marks. Consider 5x minus 3 equals 2x plus 9. The strategy here is to collect all the x terms on one side and all the number terms on the other. I want to get rid of the 2x on the right, so I subtract 2x from both sides. 5x minus 2x minus 3 equals 2x minus 2x plus 9, which simplifies to 3x minus 3 equals 9. Now I add 3 to both sides, 3x equals 12. Finally, divide by 3x equals 4. Check, 5 times 4 minus 3 equals 20 minus 3 equals 17, and 2 times 4 plus 9 equals 8 plus 9 equals 17. Both sides equal 17, so x equals 4 is correct. A pro tip, always aim to move the x term with the smaller coefficient across. In this example, 2x is smaller than 5x, so I moved the 2x. This keeps your coefficient of x positive, which reduces the chance of sign errors. Sign errors are one of the biggest mark losers in algebra, so this strategy is really worth using. Now let's talk about forming equations from real-life contexts. This is where the exam gets interesting and where candidates who've practiced really pull ahead. The question might say something like, a rectangle has a length that is 3 more than twice its width. The perimeter is 36 centimeters. Find the width. Step 1, define your variable. Let W equal the width in centimeters. Step 2, write expressions. The length is 2W plus 3. Step 3, use the context to form the equation. Perimeter equals 2 times length plus 2 times width. So 2 times the bracket 2W plus 3 plus 2W equals 36. Step 4, expand and solve. 4W plus 6 plus 2W equals 36. So 6W plus 6 equals 36. So 6W equals 30. So W equals 5. The width is 5 centimeters. Step 5, check and interpret. Length equals 2 times 5 plus 3 equals 13. Perimeter equals 2 times 13 plus 2 times 5 equals 26 plus 10 equals 36. Correct. Notice how I stated what my variable represented at the start. Examiners award a mark specifically for defining your variable clearly. Don't skip this step. It's a free mark. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. I'm going to give you the 5 most important things to remember when solving linear equations in your exam. Number 1, show every step of your working. Examiners award method marks. Even if you make an arithmetic error and get the wrong final answer, you can still earn marks for correct method. A student who writes x equals 6 with no working gets 0 if it's wrong. A student who shows all their steps might get 2 out of 3 marks even with a slip. Working is your safety net. Number 2, always substitute your answer back into the original equation to check. This takes about 20 seconds and can reveal errors before it's too late. Make it a habit. Number 3, watch your signs. When you move a term from one side of the equation to the other, the sign changes. Positive 3 becomes negative 3. Negative 2x becomes positive 2x. This is where most marks are lost. Slow down at this step. Number 4, when the question says form and solve an equation, you must show both the equation you formed and the solution. Candidates who just write the answer without forming the equation first miss the method marks. Number 5, read the question carefully at the end. If the question asks for the perimeter, don't give the value of x. Use x to find the perimeter. The final mark is often for interpreting the solution in context. Now let's talk about command words. If the question says solve, you must find the value of the unknown and state it clearly. If it says form and solve, you must write the equation first. If it says show that, you must demonstrate the result algebraically. You cannot just state it. If it says verify, substitute the given value and show both sides are equal. Let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the first step when solving 4 times the bracket 2x minus 1 equals 20? The answer is expand the brackets. 4 times 2x equals 8x, and 4 times negative 1 equals negative 4. So the equation becomes 8x minus 4 equals 20. Question 2. In the equation 7x plus 2 equals 3x plus 18, which x term should you move to keep the coefficient positive? The answer is move the 3x. Subtract 3x from both sides to get 4x plus 2 equals 18. Question 3. A student solves 2x plus 5 equals 11 and gets x equals 8. How can they check this? The answer is substitute x equals 8 back in. 2 times 8 plus 5 equals 16 plus 5 equals 21, which does not equal 11. So x equals 8 is wrong. The correct answer is x equals 3. Question 4. What does it mean if you solve an equation and get something like 5 equals 5? The answer is the equation has infinitely many solutions. Every value of x satisfies it. This is a special case. Make sure you recognize it. Question 5. What does it mean if you get something like 3 equals 7? The answer is, the equation has no solution. No value of x can make it true. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Solving linear equations is about keeping the balance. Whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. Start by expanding any brackets, then collect like terms, then isolate x using inverse operations. For equations with unknowns on both sides, collect x terms on one side first. For worded problems, define your variable, form the equation, solve it, and interpret the answer in context. Always check by substituting back in, always show you're working, and always watch your signs. The key formula to remember is this. X plus b equals c means x equals c minus b, all divided by a. That's the general form of a linear equation. And every technique we've covered today is just a variation of solving for x in that structure. You've got this. Linear equations appear in every single GCSE maths paper, and with practice, they become one of the most reliable sources of marks. Keep practicing, keep checking your work, and remember, the examiner is on your side. They want to give you marks. Show them your thinking. Thanks for listening. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.